Hello.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. And I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing community and nation. You got time?
Yeah. Y'all go ahead. I'll talk to my kids. Go take yourself.
Okay. Do you have time to take a survey?
Yeah, I was just trying to get them out of my face.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, sir. Real quick, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your cell phone?
No, I'm on my sitting out on my deck.
Okay. Let me give you a call back when you have a better time than sir.
No, I'm good. That's what I'm saying. I'm by myself now, yeah.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for media, a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. You are 18 years older and registered to vote, right?
Yes.
And what is your race, if you don't mind me asking?
African American.
Okay. And I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay. And what is your age, sir?
53.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections on November 2024 from a scale of, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated and 10, you're extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. What makes you feel that motivated about your vote?
I would probably say, I mean, the choices we have.
The choices we have, okay. Yeah, that's a good one. All right. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent or something else?
Nah, it depends on the candidate. I could go Democrat or Republican, honestly. It just depends on who the candidates are. So I don't know. I wouldn't, because I'm not saying independent.
So, let's say you had to choose one from Democrat, Republican, Independent. What would you lean towards more, or you lean? One of these have to be more in your favor than the other.
Honestly, I would probably say more Republican.
Republican, okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican right now, or not too strong?
Not too strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, honestly, I didn't.
You did not approve of it?
No.
Okay, so is that somewhat disapproved or strongly disapprove of how he did his job or is doing his job?
Well, I strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the country is headed in?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you would you say your personal economical situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
For me, probably a little bit better.
Better. Okay. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said about, let me start all over now. Now I'd like to.
Well, you know what? Can I change it?
Yeah. The last one?
Yeah. Cause the more I think about it, cause the inflation, as much as things cost, even though I'm making more money now, it's like stuff around me costs more. So.
Right. So, yeah. So it's the same or getting worse?
I say worse because of the prices, the inflation.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the best threats, the biggest threats, I'm sorry, to the African American community right now? I'm gonna read you down the list and you can select two of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stagnant wages and rising costs. That's one. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Donald Trump getting elected president again. Or lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in our community. Or rising crime and violence. Or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Or the Supreme Court rolling back rights of and freedoms, or the lack of quality education properties?
I would say the rise in crime and the stagnant salaries.
Okay. How do you rate your list for some people in our organization using the scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means you feel very warm and favorable, of course, and 0 means you feel very cold.
Yeah, all of a sudden your phone is breaking up.
What about now?
Yeah, like I can barely tell what you're saying. You're breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me better now, sir?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to read you the statement all over again, okay? Now I'd like you to rate some people, organizations, and give me your feelings towards them, okay? Now, from a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Donald Trump?
60.
No, I said 60. 60?
Yeah.
Okay. Jill Stein?
50.
50. Republicans in Congress?
60.
Joe Biden?
40.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
J.D. Vance?
50.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
40.
Kamala Harris.
50.
50. Project.
No, I said 50.
50. 50.
50. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Project 2025.
I say 50.
Okay. But on to the next one. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote for?
If it was tomorrow, honestly, probably Trump.
Trump? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot or a little bit?
Well, a little bit.
A bit. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
I'd say favorable.
Okay. Much more favorable. And what have you read, seen, or heard about Trump?
The different policies he was trying to put in place. I mean, pretty much everything that entails what he was saying about making America great again, which I don't really pay attention to the rhetoric. I'm looking at the meat and potatoes of it.
Would you say it makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I mean, I'm proud military and a federal employee, retired federal employee, so.
Okay. And thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome.
Go on to the next one. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris. 5, it means it's a somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means it's not a convincing reason at all, okay? Now, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, and Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable. As Attorney General of California, Harris stood up to the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners. And as Vice President, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing to address homelessness across America. She also worked to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped 10 million people stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable housing a top priority. Is that a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris, or not too much?
It's convincing.
Convincing? Okay.
Yeah.
The next one. Both of Kamala Harris's parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her for a commitment to fight for her rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As district attorney, she created programs to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped. As Senator Harris has a champion of black maternal health and championed legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. Would that be a convincing enough reason to vote for Kamala Harris? Somewhat convincing, or, yeah?
Yeah, somewhat convincing.
Okay. Now, I have two more of these, okay? So bear with me. The politics, as usual, isn't working for working people. We need something different. A reset, a change from the same old, and for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris would make history as the first black woman president, but more important right now is the chance, the change she represents from the same tired choices which we have been limited to these for the past few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old political fights and division. If we want change, we have to vote for candidates that change. Is that a convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat? Okay. The last one. What kind of country do we have to live in? While Trump and MAGA extremists want us to live in a country for chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom not just get you ahead, but to be safe from gun violence and to make freedom, to make decisions about your own body, the freedom to have a future in which no child lies in poverty, where we can all afford health care and not one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows what we can fight for our freedom, and that is a fight to win. That's the election, and that is the election is all about.
I honestly don't even know how to answer that question because they're kind of vague.
So if you were to a number from 1 through 10?
How much it matters to me?
Yeah, pretty much. Or if it's a convincing enough reason. That's the whole point. Like, say, it doesn't convince you at all. That statement wouldn't make you or wouldn't convince you to vote for her. Could be a 1, a 2, or a 5 is a somewhat convincing. 10 is very convincing.
I'd probably say 4.
4? Okay, fair enough. So moving along, we're almost done right here, man. We're about 80% done. You're doing a great job. Now, let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Today, I'm still going to say Trump. I mean, if I saw more from Kamala Harris, I might switch. But if it was today,
Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me ask you again, now that we've talked a little bit more about the elections, please rate your level of motivations for voting this year for presidential and congressional elections, November 2024. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
I mean 10.
10. Okay, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Do you often receive it? Very often, not so often, or not at all?
Every so often.
Every so often?
Yeah.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the information from? YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, X, Facebook, TikTok. You can name two of these.
Only one I deal with is Facebook.
Facebook? What about TikTok or YouTube?
I'm old school, man. I don't mess with none of that stuff.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you completed, sir? High school graduate.
The last what?
What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Some college.
Some college? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Separated.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah, three.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice or more a week? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, never?
Once or twice a month.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, or about less, or half, or hardly any of your neighbors are white?
Probably more than half.
More than half are white?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you describe the area you live in, a urban or suburban or rural area?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. Which one or more of, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. I appreciate it. And you've done a great job, man. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your day. Have a good one.
Thank you, man.
All right.